We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys wrestling. Districts are coming up this Saturday. We'll have our district recap show Saturday evening at 6 o'clock here on KSOM. Underwood is hosting a district number 11, and John Williams, head coach for the Underwood Eagles boys wrestling team here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into districts this Saturday?
Feeling pretty good. We are getting ready to go, feeling good, ready to try to make our punch our ticket state.
Absolutely. And the chance to host as well, what's that like to be able to entertain a bunch of teams and be able to have your guys not have to take a bus trip and wrestle on their own mats?
Yeah, it's really nice. We've hosted for the last couple of years, being able to sleep in a little bit, kind of warm up in our own little area, set up camp away from everyone. It's a good feeling, having a little having the stands filled with our crowd. Gives a little extra motivation, and we're pretty lucky to be able to host it.
Well, what do you make of the competition? I mean, I'm looking at some of the wrestlers that are coming in. It seems like there's at least one ranked kid in just about every weight class except for maybe three. It seems like it's stacked to talent.
Yeah, this district is I feel loaded. And I mean, that makes me really excited that our boys are able to compete. And if we know we make state, I feel like we should be able to compete at the state level too. So I feel like our boys are ready to go take on that really tough competition and hopefully come out top two and make it to state.
Well, Ryan Fletcher, one of your leaders, who's ranked 6 at 132 pounds, he's 38-4, likely will be the number one seed in that bracket. What have you seen from Ryan all year long, and what do you see from in his bracket and what he can do to try and get to state?
Yeah, he's been working really hard this year, really focused, getting his body right, working on fixing some of the things he needs to work on and sharpening those things that he does really good. Yeah, he has I think he'll have a pretty good match in the finals with he has to make the finals first, but match in the finals with a Westwood Sloan kid who's also really good and should be a really good match in the finals, and then hopefully we come out on top of that and he makes his way to state, and looking for big things for Ryan at state.
Yeah. And then Owen Fletcher, he's 30-14 on the season. He's been mostly a 126 this year. That's one of the brackets where I don't think there's anybody ranked unless somebody moves down or up. What do you see from Owen going into districts?
Yeah, Owen coming in freshman, he's another one that works really, really hard in the room, does everything right. I have high hopes for Owen. He's going to have a tough match with Becerra if he meets him. A lot of tough guys in that weight class, but I feel like if he comes ready to go, he absolutely has the potential to be top two, if not win the district.
Yeah, Becerra, Missouri Valley, I believe, and he was ranked at one time. So you're either ranked, or even if you slip out, you're still that doesn't mean you're a bad wrestler, of course.
Absolutely.
Caleb Nelson, too, a 175, ranked 7, 34-7 on the year. Another one where he could be the number one seed there in that bracket. What do you see from his competition, and how has he looked going into districts?
Yeah, he's one that has improved every week. He has had a very successful kind of background, and I hope he continues. He's working on some things to improve, and I feel like he's going to be ready to win that district. I mean, he's working really hard, and he's doing really good.
So those are some of the kids on my radar, at least to start with, but I know you got others. Go through some of your other kids and that you have high expectations for at districts.
Yeah, we're really young, but the skill levels there. Wyatt Durick, I mean, he's one of 6-pounder. He kind of missed the first part of the season, but he's coming back, and he's a really, really tough wrestler, and I have high hopes for him. Charlie Rodenberg, another young guy. Hopefully he can find some success on Saturday. And then you have Landon Leaders. He's one of our juniors. He He didn't start the year for us, but he came back about Christmas, and he's been working really hard. He has a really tough district at 138. 44 Jace Bloom. He's another freshman. I mean, we have a lot of freshmen coming in, making the lineup, and he is another really tough district with two really good guys. Hopefully, he can have a tough semifinal match. But I mean, I believe in that he can do if he puts his mind to it. He can win that semifinal match. Then River Allen. He comes in every day, works hard. Freshman 150. If he's rolling, I mean, he's great wrestler. A lot of potential. Another one that I'm really high on is Holden Durick. He's a junior for us. He's 165, and he has improved so much from last year. And I think he's working hard. He's ready to go. He's hopeful to find that top two. And then we have two sophomores at our upper weights, 190, is Colton Johnson. He's always in the match. He's always working hard, ready to go. He's never out of a match. And then Sam Taylor, our 215 pounder. He'll be seated top two, top three. And when he's going, he's a tough kid, and he'll be tough to beat also.
Like you say, and there's a lot of young talent on this team. You don't have too many juniors as well, so it's mostly freshmen and sophomores, and some of the seniors haven't seen much varsity action this year. What have you seen just in general from the freshmen and sophomores and how they've developed throughout the year?
Yeah, so we had two seniors at the start of the year, and unfortunately we lost them to injuries, and that really hurt our team. So we had to have some young guys really step up. And we have two juniors, and then we have a few sophomores and quite a few freshmen. And basically talking to them about the leadership role doesn't have to come from a senior. It can come from a freshman, it can come from a sophomore. And who wants to push the team? And we've had quite a few freshmen, quite a few sophomores, and our two juniors really step up and to push the team to be successful. And, so we've been pretty successful with we've only really traveled with 10, 11 kids. So it's hard to really be a tournament team or a dual team, but with, we've seen a lot of success with the numbers we do have.
Yeah. Well, the future is bright, no doubt, with this team. And you hope, maybe the future is now, of course, this year. What's the final message to the guys, here before districts?
All day, every day we're sharpening our skills, getting better in positions. We've been looking at some guys and figuring out some situations that we need to be prepared for. But at the end of the day, we need to wrestle our match, make them wrestle us, and we're not going out to wrestle them. Wrestle 6 minutes. There's been a lot of matches won and lost in the last minute of a district tournament. So wrestling all 6 minutes and being prepared to fight. Last year we had a few. One of our seniors, he won it in the last 20 seconds because he was able to fight through all 6 minutes, and being able to do that and be prepared and not lose your cool, not lose your head is huge come district finals, or even that wrestle back. Being able to stay mentally tough in that match is massive.
Well, it's going to be an interesting district coming up this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. We'll have our district recap show at 6 o'clock. We have we have teams scattered around to six different districts around the area, so we'll recap it all at 6 o'clock with results and interviews, and certainly with AHSDW, Trainer, Tri-Center, and also Woodbine competing at yours. We'll be following them as well, and certainly your Eagles. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this Saturday. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's John Williams, head coach for Underwood Wrestling, joins us here on KSOM.